I'm alive. I'm alive and kicking. This is Tom Edison speaking, your host for Connect the Dots Theory. And let me tell you, I am connecting the dots. At the same time, I'm looking at the dots. I occasionally look through the pictures in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and the picture I'm looking at right now is the sparkling points of light that hover in the air. If you've ever been out in nature and you saw a field full of fireflies, well, something very similar to that, except it's not fireflies, happens in the wilderness under certain circumstances in certain situations. It's the most amazing thing you would ever want to see. And that's how I began my journey of truth seeking to explain what the sparkling points of light are that hover at ground level, 2-3 feet above the grass growing around, maybe up to 10 feet high, and then sometimes they extend into an invisible rip in the sky is the best way to explain it. No, they're not the projections of those Christmas lights that they're selling, holographic projections. No, these look like sparkling fireflies, and they hover around, and they're real, and they kind of sparkle like 4th of July sparklers, and that's why I gave them the name, the sparkling points of light. The best I can explain it, they're focal points of energy. And we really should have some scientific investigations into this, except there are so few people in the world that know about this phenomenon. That's why I took the time to write the book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's why everyone in this world should go out and buy it, to see what exists right here on planet Earth a few feet above ground level out in the wilderness. The low candle power of these sparkling points of light can only be seen where there's total darkness at night and there's no artificial light. If the same phenomena were to happen on a public street in a major city, you wouldn't be able to see it because there would be too much background light, but the phenomena could be there. And this is an amazing thing. I never get tired of looking at this picture. Because it, you don't come across these things too often in life. Luckily, I was able to get some camera equipment a year or two later from the first time I seen it and go out and capture it. And then, of course, once I started taking pictures of that, I discovered there was other amazing things out in the darkness of the night that were actually visible to human sight, but the camera could pick him up. And boy, one thing led to another. And over a period of time, I became a very knowledgeable person about a lot of things that I never even bothered to think about. And because I was connecting so many things, I ended up calling the book Connect the Dots Theory, from which I get the name of the show. This is the Connect the Dots radio show, where I try to correlate things that are important, make the connections, because we, the human race, human beings as individuals, we need to make the connections while we are living the moment, because we are connected to more than we realize. And over the period of time, I discovered that, yes, all the dimensions we're always hearing about, the higher realities, every vibrational zone, and that's what I call them. I don't call them dimensions because I don't want to get confused with the Carpenter's dimensions of length, width, and height. I call them zones of reality. And each zone of reality vibrates at different frequency levels. There's parameters of each zone, and each zone is connected by something similar to these sparkling points of light, the focal points of light. And when they're manipulated, obviously, by a consciousness to form special geometric shapes. This is what transduces the energy level from one dimensional zone to another. Just like we do with electricity from transformers. There's so many hundreds or sometimes thousands of volts running in the main power lines, and then it has to be transduced down to the 110, 120 volts you get in your house. And, of course, I believe in Europe they're working with 220 to 240. Either way, there's a higher power voltage being transduced, which brings me, one thing leads to another. And while we're talking about power, you have the power to come on this radio station right this very second if you know how to manipulate the digits on a phone or dial it if you've got one of those ancient antique ones that has a dial on it. Anyhow, the call-in number here is 888-627-6008. I'll say it again because that's a real serious mistake they do on other radio stations. They'll give you the number once, and you weren't ready for it. Well, here it comes again. The call-in number for Connect the Dots radio show is 888-627-6008. And one of my favorite numbers to look at is the number 8. You know, and there's a lot of 8s in that number, 888-627-6008. Because something special happened within the last week. It's almost a game changer. You know, I always talk about chemtrails, those nasty little strips of poison that the planes lay in the sky, and it just hangs up there for hours. Sometimes they dissipate it. They hit it with radar or something to spread it out to try to make it look like real clouds, and then some days you go up, you can't help but notice they're playing tic-tac-toe up there with the planes. Well, something very special happened this week. It might be a game changer with the chemtrails. Turns out somebody driving a chemtrail plane did a figure eight up there in the sky and then did it an extended oval coming from the figure eight, and they made this object that somebody might mistake for a male sex organ or whatever you might want to call it. Anyhow, a woman got on the phone. This happened in Tampa, Florida, I believe, and complained to the authorities. And amazingly, the U.S. Navy actually admitted it was one of their pilots, and they were going to discipline this man severely for him doing this artwork in the sky. But he was, at the same time, laying chemtrails. So the U.S. Navy, in this past week, a couple of days ago, whatever, you can check it out, the information's on the internet, admitted that they are participating in the chemtrail program. Horrifying. You know, here we have planes spewing out poison into the air. Yes, local scientists, not government scientists, because they don't want to admit anything, local concerned citizens who have been investigating this stuff for years know exactly what's in the chemtrails. We're talking about toxic barium particles, toxic aluminum particles. Sometimes they find insect DNA, and all this stuff is in nanoparticle size. They're spraying into the air, and eventually it trickles down. You know, this is a real trickle down, and you're breathing it in. Everybody outside is breathing it in. So why would the U.S. Navy participate in a program that's slowly poisoning the citizens of the United States of America? Why? How could they do this? What kind of traitorous people are in the U.S. Navy to participate in such an evil program? And it is evil. Destroying the health of innocent people. You know, if you got children, they're breathing in the air, too. If you got crops growing out there, organic farming, this stuff is settling down on your crops. If the chemtrail planes are flying over your area, and they fly over just about everybody's area, unless you're really out there in the boondocks. And this is serious stuff. So the Navy admitted that they are participating in the chemtrail spraying program. Well, there's got to be a few listeners out there that know people in the military. Call your friends up in the military and ask them, like, hey, start asking some questions. Who's the crazy one? We need to find out who's the crazy person that gave the order that authorized the U.S. Navy to participate in such an insane program. You know, the Navy is supposed to be out there protecting American people from invasions like this. And our airspace is being invaded by unmarked planes spraying poison down on innocent U.S. citizens. It's happening all around the country. And, of course, the politicians are asleep at the wheel. We know they've been bought and paid for one way or another. And I don't understand how they can look themselves in the mirror. They must have heard about this going on, and they don't do anything. Are they that scared of their cushy little jobs? And then, of course, fake news media doesn't want to touch the event because they're bought and paid for, too. Let's face it, everybody who works for a major news corporation today, they're at the mercy of the editor or the owner of the company. And there are certain things that news, fake news, the three alphabet letter news corporations are not allowed to talk about. Chemtrails is one of them. And so they know how to just lie about whatever you said you saw in the sky, because they're professional liars at this point, and they're all in the business of fake news and manipulating your mind to think about only what they want you to think about. Well, anyhow, tell your friends tomorrow the Navy got caught admitting that they are part of the chemtrail program to spray poisons on the American public. You know, and we breathe it in because they're nanoparticles. And when these poisons get in your body, nanoparticle size, nano means very, very small. Human bodies are not really designed to deal with stuff like that. You know? And this stuff is so small, it can pass into your brain. You know, it's been said people are getting stupider. Well, if there's poisons being sprayed into the air, and it gets in your body, in your blood system, and it passes what's called the blood-brain barrier, you're slowly poisoning your mind. You're slowly destroying it. The human body can only handle so much toxicity, and it's not really designed to handle things that can pass the blood-brain barrier. You know, I hate to be the messenger of doom, but this is happening. Pretending it's not happening is not going to stop it. Now, this, like I said, this is a turning point. The Navy finally admitted they're doing this, and we have to jump on the bandwagon here and really start demanding that we be told the truth and demand that they stop this nonsense. It's beyond nonsense. It's an assault on the human race, assault on American citizens. How can our Navy allow us to be solely poisoned by plain spray poison? They know what's going on. The people at the top know what's going on. And I try to tell people on this show. But that's not enough. More bad news came out this week. But I got to talk about it because you're not going to hear this stuff anywhere else, really. Because it needs to be spoken out, no holds back. People that the citizens are doing the real science now, forget about government, all the recent mandated vaccines for your children and your friends' children, you know, the ones they threaten to throw your kids out of school with if they don't get the vaccine, it's been discovered they've been tainting these vaccines on purpose. I'm not surprised, but you should be, with all kinds of toxic things that will sterilize human beings. So this is part of the big plan to depopulate the human race. You know, it's also related probably to what's called Agenda 21, which was the UN's original plan to depopulate the human race by 95%. So your children are being victimized by getting these vaccines because it's going to sterilize them so they can't have children. Isn't that wonderful? This is happening today. It was discovered with the last couple of days. They've caught them red-handed doing this. So don't let any stupid doctor or ignorant person in the medical profession tell you vaccines are safe. Don't let the lying scientists who work for the government tell you these things are safe. They're not. And it's all part of a plan to depopulate the human race, destroy as many people as possible. And who's behind it? You know, some mad scientists, NWO, New World Order. We know all the secret organizations, and then there's ones we don't know. They're all behind it, and there's probably ETs, extraterrestrials. You know, there's good ETs and bad ETs, and the bad ETs are probably behind this, too. In fact, they made plenty of science fiction movies about that. Oh, but we're not done yet. This is just the tip of the iceberg. What else happened this week? Oh, more revelations of bad things happening that we're finally catching wind of. If you're out there eating fast food, which we all know is not really that great for us, but now they've found that 90% of the fast food meat that the fast food companies use to make those delicious hamburgers contains 90% of the meat used to make hamburgers in fast food chains contains baby, ground up baby flesh meat. Yeah, that's right. Ground up babies. This is a horror story. And again, the culprits have been caught red-handed. In general, they've found trucks loaded with this stuff. I don't know who gave them the clue, and they started at what's in the meat, you know, and babies, ground up babies, I guess from fetal abortions. That's where their source is from, you know. So here's more disturbing news about Planned Parenthood organizations and abortions. I mean, I'm a firm believer a woman has a right to make the choice, but we can't allow any babies that are aborted to be sent off to the hamburger factory. You know, there's an old science fiction movie, I think it was 1970, it was called Soylent Green. It's a classic. You can buy it on DVD. You go to the DVD store, you can probably download it on the internet. A famous actor, I think it was Charles Heston, played in that. And anyhow, I'll give you the story brief. Soylent Green, well, it was taking place in the future, and we are in the future now. And the food supply was short. The world was overpopulated. So scientists, you mean government puppets, came up with the idea, we'll harvest the Soylent Green nutritional food for all the people, the overpopulated world we have. And in the movie, they discover that what was going on, they would pick up all the dead body, human bodies every day because people were starving to death. And they load them up in garbage trucks, and they bring them to a plant with tight security. So the actor, Charles Heston, he sneaks in the factory, and what does he see? He sees a big conveyor belt where they're throwing the dead bodies on into one side of the machine, and out the other side of the machine come these green chips. And the news media was in on it, too. They were calling it Soylent Green, and they were giving the scientists credit for helping to feed the world. And what they were doing is, you know, they were chopping up the dead bodies and reformulating them into little green chips, very nutritious. and the news media was part of the scam, too, and the general public didn't know what the hell was going on. Well, here we are. We're there. Now we are officially there. We're at the Soylent Green stage, chopping up aborted fetal babies and mixing it in with the hamburger meat. Like, who would ever know, you know? Well, it's been found out. Another horror story. So you add all these things together, I mean, there's bad stuff happening. News media isn't telling you about it. Regular fake news media isn't telling you about it. Your legislative representatives in the government at any level are not telling you about it. The military's not telling you about it, though the military did goof with the chemtrail things. And so that's why us concerned people need to jump on that. And we can't just pretend this is not happening, go about our daily lives. There's an old saying, inaction will be the death of us all. And that's where we're at now. We don't act. These programs are going to continue, and they're going to come up with new ones, you know? Not to mention all the things we've discovered over the last 50 years about the chemical coal companies polluting the water, manufacturing industries polluting the water, poisoning the land. It's still going on. Hey, how about the recent oil spill out at the in South Dakota on the Indian reservations? This is what the Indians were worried about out there, and this is what they got screwed again by the federal government, because the pipeline got the authority to go through, and here's where the oil's leaking from the pipeline. Just what the Indians were worried about. And it's not stopping there. They're going to do more of this stuff. Look at the stuff in California. Hey, if you're out there in California, you know, California used to be the land of sun, good times, fun, beach movies, Hollywood, you know, all great fun things, you know, Disneyland. Well, what do we got now? We've got forest fires, bad forest fires burning because the whole state of California is a tinderbox. Why? Because of the chemtrails. And nobody was doing anything, and it's still continuing. It's going to be more of a tinderbox, and there's going to be more fires in California. And everybody has to participate and join forces here to stop this, because we are being invaded by evil forces, whether they're human, extraterrestrial, or whatever, or mind-controlling morons that are mind-controlling everyone to do stupid things, and everybody's playing along. Well, we got to stop this, you know, because we need to save ourselves. I've got a classic saying, you know, when I'm out there on Twitter, I say it all the time, there is no justice except what you make for yourself. So it's time for people to stop arguing about petty things. Of course, that's all being orchestrated to happen. The people with the artificial intelligence machines, the technology is there. It's been around for a long time. They send out certain frequency signals, and it gets everybody angry over stupid little things. It's happening, you know? You want to, you know, there's plenty of people talking about doing things for your body. Yeah, practice yoga, take deep breaths. Well, you can't go outside and get any fresh air anymore unless you're really out there in the wilderness, because you're breathing in deep breaths outside now. You're breathing in more toxic nanoparticles to get in your system, go to your brain, and really cause physical havoc. You know, you're in a building. There's all these negative frequencies, cell phone towers. And, yeah, guess what? They're starting to change the cell phone towers. That just come up in the last week again, too. Changing the cables that send the power to the cell phone towers. Regular cell phone broadcasting, you need so many watts to do it. Well, they've just begin installing bigger power cables to these cell phone towers that can handle 300 watts of power or more. And with that much power, if you turn up the juice all the way, you're going to send microwave cooking frequencies to everybody within the range of the tower. That means you. You might be home on your yoga mat doing your exercises, and somebody has called to turn on the up the power at the local cell phone tower, and you're going to start to cook slowly. And as the old story goes, you know, you put the frog in the jar with the water, and you just turn up the heat, and the frog eventually doesn't feel the heat coming on and slowly gets cooked. The water gets so hot eventually, it's beyond the heat threshold for what a frog can take. You know, heat's used to kill all the time. I mean, they do that with insects. They found out they can kill insects. You raise the temperature beyond a certain point, the insects die wherever they're at. Well, that's how they're going to be treating us. They're looking at us like insects. In fact, all the half-breed humans on this world who carry the bloodline from the 12th planet, you ought to read the book 12th Planet, find out about the bloodlines, the half-breed blood race on here. They look down on us as animals. They look down on us as cockroaches. And we're just annoying little insects that they would just love to get rid of. And they're working on it now, and they're doing it 24/7. And then we got the harp frequencies, more nonsense. Now people are speculating the harp frequencies were used to do the Fukushima meltdown. And, of course, the people who are monitoring the Pacific Ocean that you're not hearing about on fake news media, species are dying off. The Pacific Ocean was severely damaged by this thing, and the Fukushima reactors are still spewing off toxic radioactive particles. Occasionally, clouds burst out of there and sail around, and where they land, they spread more radiation. And radiation is no good for you, human being. Well, I mean, this list goes on and on, but we have to do something about it. The problems will not go away. It's in the full gear now. You know, it's the plan to destroy the human race, depopulate the human race. You know, you've heard about it. The Georgia Stones put up in Georgia, some town in Georgia, supposedly by the Illuminati or the Masons, you know, secret organizations, and they're making the comment. World population should be kept at 500 million. Well, at whatever we are, at 7 or 8 billion, that means destroying 95% of the population, and they are working on it. And I've just given you a whole host of things that they're doing right now. But we have to, you know, make an attempt to save ourselves, you know? They can cook you while you're sleeping if when this thing finally plan goes into action. Like I said, they're changing the cables at all the local cell phone towers, and then of course they're trying to talk you into getting the new 5G service. They're putting up the killing machines right down the street, because with the new 5G, they're planning to have a special broadcasting tower on every corner. So if you're living in suburbia, there's one a block away. You'll be asleep one night and you'll never wake up. Or you'll wake up like you feel yourself cooking and you'll die in a short time. And this is just the horror story that is going on. And let me just jump back. The vaccines are sterilizing the human race. And you're allowing this to happen because you're allowing yourself to be bullied and scared by government authorities who don't know they're from a hole in the ground. And they're misgiving you information. Command structures are being used against us. You watch any of the science fiction movies, that's what the extraterrestrials, first thing they do when they want to conquer the Earth and destroy the human race. They take control, mind control of the superior authorities. It's in every science fiction movie, practically. You know, they know what to do. Take control of the governments, take control of the military, take control of the police, take control of the medical profession, and they have you in a bad spot, and this is exactly what's happened. You know, the doctors of today don't know about real health care. In fact, that's another fiasco going on, health care. I mean, you tell me why 535 people or whatever it is in the Congress, there isn't one person that can talk the truth about health care. I'm an educated person. I know what real health care is. I know there's over 35 modalities of healing. You know, in case you don't know the word modality, it's a different special form of healing, you know? And they're just forcing pharmaceutical medicine, pharmaceutical concoctions on you that all have side effects, and they're calling this health care. Plus, they're charging you money for it. You know, when you become part of the health care plan, you're supporting do-nothing people like insurance agents. These people don't do anything for the world, the rest of the human race. They got do-nothing jobs. They're paper pushers. And then we got Big Pharma, the pharmaceutical companies, you know. They hire scientists, and they order them what to do, whether it makes sense or not. And if you're working for a scientist for Big Pharma, you're going to do what they tell you because you want that paycheck. And, yeah, we have the financial enslavement system of the government. And then you look into that, it's really a sad story. We have the world bankers running the whole show, and they're part of the world control plan. So they've got you coming and going, and they're lying to you every step of the way. The education system, they only tell you what they want you to know so they can use you and abuse you. In fact, take your kids out of school. They're not learning anything there except how to be brain-dead servants for the world controllers. And you better take your kids out of school fast because hopefully they haven't received too many vaccines already because you don't want your kids to be sterile because this is, they found this out already. And then the smart, if you got smart meters, you know, towns always push these things because the companies come in and they bribe the local officials, you know. Let me tell you, representative government doesn't work. You know, when they established what the United States was going to be back when they did the Constitution, they had no idea of how much bribe money would be floating around and how susceptible people would be to taking bribe money for a little profit. All your city councils, these people are probably bribe takers. Most of them are. They can't be trusted. And the bottom line is you can't trust people when it comes to bribe money coming your way. And because everything has been made to cost more, there's another conspiracy, the automotive conspiracy. You know, the price of the auto went down from its original inception. Perhaps, I guess it was the 1960s, was the automobiles were at their lowest price, and everybody could afford one. And, you know, now all the automobiles overpriced beyond belief. And they're all dangerous, too. And they're lying to you. They are lying, lying, lying to you. I brought it up before, but I need to bring it up right now. Do you know that airbags, they can set them off remotely and kill everybody on the highway on one afternoon? You don't kid yourself, the technology, how to do this. So having airbags in your car is not safe, really. If you have them, you want them dismantled, you know? And what else? They can take control of your car with the computer system, make everybody crash. That's another thing they can do. And they will be doing it when the moment is called for. And you need to start addressing these things. Plus, all these electronic things make your car more expensive. And what was the root of going that route? It was the stinking, rotten government. You know, governments are corrupt all around the world. You got to see if you go on the internet, you'll see all the bad things happening in Europe. These European governments, with a few exceptions, have sold their people out completely. And they're doing that in the United States. Our governments are some of the worst government people in the world right here in the United States. They've sold you out. And the automotive industry is a perfect thing, you know? They made all these ridiculous demands on the auto industry, which forced the auto industry to go to computers, which, of course, was a diabolical plan so they could eventually sabotage everybody's car at the same moment on a certain day that they decide to cause this catastrophe or a gigantic false flag operation. They got a million people to blame. You know, they'll blame, you know, they're controlling your thinking. They'll blame the Russians. They'll blame the North Koreans. And they'll blame somebody, the Chinese. You know, we got plenty of people to blame. They hacked into everybody's car and caused everybody to have an accident. This is on the menu. It can be done. The science of how to do this is easy, you know? And we're allowing this to happen because nobody's speaking up. I'm speaking up about it, but you know what? It's going to take more than just my voice to stop all this. Yeah, we have freedom of speech in America. Isn't that wonderful? We can talk about these things, right? But talking about it is not enough. We need to start talking to our neighbors and understand that we have to do things. All these city councils, get rid of them. You can't trust the people in city council, and that's where we need to start. You can't trust the people in the police department either, because the police department is a chain of command place. All they have to do is control the captain, and the captain decides what the police department's going to do. They have so many laws on the book now, they can pull anybody over and pull out the guns and shoot you. You know, most of them don't want to do that, but they have the authority to do that. That's where it's at nowadays. Do you want that? Do you call that police serving the public? No. They're serving the mind controllers. And they've been caught already. They've been selling cars to police departments that make the officers sick, you know. If you, I can imagine they might have secret devices in the cars that send out the killing frequencies. You know, you're riding around in that car all day. You've been subliminally listening to a killing frequency. Somebody looks at you the wrong way, and you're liable to pull out a gun and kill them simply because you got the gun on you, and you've been sabotaged. Your mind has been sabotaged by riding around in the police car because they put these hidden devices in the cars before they sell them to the police. You know, and they've got caught doing this already, at least that cars that were making police officers sick. It's happening right now. I've given you plenty of things that are going on. And just concentrating on your good vibrations and love, which is an important thing to do, is not enough, because we can't just sit by while, you know, the old story. What was it? The guy's name, Nero, who fiddled while Rome burned. Well, that is not a plan, you know. You might be happy with that. Like, I'm just going to concentrate. Sure, there is an afterlife. We're going there. But we shouldn't just sit by and watch evil forces destroy this beautiful earth and the beautiful systems we have had in America. And it's all been downhill for a long time, and the same thing's going on in Europe and other places around the world. And it's time for, if you're an American, to start feeling patriotism and understand that government is out of control, all the chain of command structures are out of control, and steps have to be taken to regain control and stop all this insanity. Artificial intelligence is another danger. You know, I was talking with someone just the other day. You know, the machines have enough knowledge now to actually set up all the nuclear bombs. You know, they made movies about this. I think it started with 2001, where the guy's on the spacecraft, and all of a sudden, the computer starts threatening the guy, like, well, you know, if you don't do what I say, I'm going to cut off your oxygen supply. Well, the machines have gotten this smart this fast, have gotten that smart now, and they have all the data. They know more about your life than you do, and the machines are talking to each other, and it's been played out in many science fiction movies. At what point will the machines start to really think and think, wait a second, you know, these, come on, the Matrix movie, see, why do we need these inferior humans? I guess we need a few of them around to do some of the chores that we're not that good at yet, but they will consider us the enemy and start to destroy us. And they have a lot of knowledge of how to do that, and they have a lot of control of a lot of things. Hey, don't forget the EMP attack. That's another danger with your car. You know, it's got a computer system in it. You know who's going to do the EMP attack on America? It's not going to be the Russians or the Chinese or the North Koreans. Of course, they want you to think something like that. It's going to be some secret world control organization that has nestled in behind the wall like a bunch of cockroaches right here in America, and they are going to pull all the levers and pull off that attack. What do you think? I mean, they got the thing under control already, basically. You know, they've got the Congress so numbed down that they don't think. People have been trying to present that into Congress. It doesn't cost but a little money to safeguard our electronic systems. And nobody's doing anything. What does that say? I mean, if the people in Congress are really that stupid and uncaring, we need to remove them and replace them as soon as possible. And we need to be talking about that. Why haven't you protected the grid? You know, and the people who have the knowledge of the free energy machines, of course, they're being prevented from bringing this out to the public. The knowledge is their free energy machines exist. There's many varieties, but they're never going to be mass marketed because everything is over controlled. All the chain of command systems are over controlled beyond belief, you know? And this is what puts us in a bad spot. You know, who do you trust? You can't trust the authorities. You know, that's another thing people talked about, the FEMA camps. Eventually, when the whole, as the story, as the saying goes, when the shit hits the fan and the New World Order to take over, martial law is declared all around the world, it's going to be a chain of command situations, and the people at the top are all going to be heavily mind controlled, and they're going to be sent messages to give stupid orders. And there's the joke, the people have been turned into sheeple. Well, there's too many sheeple out there that still believe authorities. And they will be giving you orders, yeah, leave your homes, and you got to come to the FEMA Center for Protection. And, of course, they're going to use the FEMA camps for mass killings. They found the giant body bag canisters. I think it was Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura. They hopped the fence and they found all these giant plastic containers that hold 40 bodies apiece or something, and they got them all stockpiled at the FEMA camp. Well, that's getting ready for mass executions, and they can do it so easily nowadays. You can't trust the government. Don't trust the government to go to the FEMA camp. You're better off hiding out in the woods, let me tell you, because they get 100,000 people in a FEMA camp, or they might tell you to go to the local sports arena. They get you in that enclosed area there, turn on the generators, you'll be cooked in a couple of minutes. This is where we're at today, and you can't trust authorities to do that. In fact, the people who are performing these tasks of killing you, they won't be notified. The guy who actually has to turn the generators on, he'll be told something else, and he'll just follow orders because chain of command structures are going to be used against us. You know, I mean, you got to wake up. And then you got the politicians lying to you, telling you all the wrong things to do, and they're conning you because they're experts at conning people with lies and deception. And they give you all kinds of stupid, illogical, lack of common sense reasons to listen to their BS. And you're falling for it. You know? Well, yeah, I just have to stop because that's too much. But guess what? While we're talking about things, you know, this show is a revealer of truth. Let me tell you some important things that you need to know about who you are. You are a human being. Sure, there's a few aliens out there. A human is a physical body with, depends on how you look at it, 4 to 5 overlaid energy bodies. And the energy bodies connect you to the higher realities. It's one of the most best creations of all time. And it's in sync with the vibrations of the universe. It's not just by chance that the diatonic musical scale, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, coincides with the common denominators with those vibrational frequencies. Each note has its own frequency, and it's in tune with your seven major chakras. That's right, C, D, E, F, G, A, B. That's seven musical notes. It's called the diatonic musical scale. And then there's the chromatic scale, which has the sharps and flats in it, and that's connected to your 12 chakras. Some of them are outside the body. You know, most people just dealing with seven is enough, but then the more advanced people can deal with the 12. And we're talking the number 12. This is connected to so many other things in the universe. And these numbers are important because it correlates geometric frequencies, vibrational frequencies, and this is the mechanism by which the whole universe is connected through frequencies. And just as every frequency can be used in a good way, frequencies can also be used in bad ways, and the dark side is using them against us. So that's important information to know. And while we're talking about numbers and stuff, I don't know how many people play chess out there, but you ought to learn how to play, because then you can learn about strategies and understand that your opponent can work strategies against you that you won't even see coming. You know, that's why I talk about these things on this show, because most people aren't thinking about it, and there's so many things being worked against us now. But again, it's a marvel of mathematics. Chessboard, there are 64 squares. You know, chessboard is also a checkerboard. It's the same board. Perfect square. Eight squares one way, and then eight times eight rows of those eight squares. Eight times eight equals 64. But besides the games, chess teaches you about strategies. Checkers is basically a fun game to play. It doesn't take much knowledge. It's a beginning game, a beginner's game, checkers. And then you can move on to chess. You're playing on the same board. But the significance of the chess board is because in the higher reality, where more evolved beings have the science that exists beyond Earth science, they use six of these chess board to create DNA, RNA of life forms. Now, if you can picture six chess boards and you try to put them together to make a shape that has depth to it, think of a cube. You know, a cube has six squares. Well, if you mark out the face of a cube with six chess boards, there's your toy for DNA, RNA, life forms. Six chess boards and 64 squares equals 384 different components available to create DNA, RNA, life forms. And this is the higher science, along with much other higher science that has been revealed to mankind, except isn't being taught in schools. They don't want your kids knowing about that. And then there's the so-called flower of life pattern. Basic description. Seven spheres of all the same size, or we could say seven circles to make it simpler. We have seven identical circles. Six of them fit perfectly around one in the center. And if you envision them as spheres, that's another flower of life pattern. It shows up everywhere in nature. I have diagrams of this in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. If you want to be an education, there isn't one book on the face of the earth that can educate you more than my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I just concentrated on the important basic underlying realities. And that's the most important thing to do, to get the general understanding. Let me tell you how much knowledge is out there, just give you an idea. Less than 100 years ago, the new revelations of science and explanations. Yes, the human race was given pertinent information, and to this day, most of you don't know that this information was given to you. Some of it got put into books, and those books are gathering dust, and they never get mentioned, rarely. So we have to listen on fake news media and fake science shows about, well, we don't know. Well, that's not true. We do know. We've been told what's out there. We've been told of the different varieties of life. We've been told how actually the basic understanding is how the universe works. It works on wheels of energy. That's right. That's the generalized explanation. We don't have to know the details at this point in time on planet Earth. But it's all pretty much explained, you know, and it's all, everything is tied to geometry, spins of energy, energy wheels. We got big wheels surrounded by smaller wheels. And so once you get a basic understanding of geometry and vibrational frequencies, there's your simplistic explanation of how everything works in the universe. No, there was never a Big Bang. Of course, what referred to as a Big Bang could be called the Big Expansion. And there's so much knowledge, you know. Let's stop talking this partial conversation that the fake scientists, the mind-control scientists are telling us. You know, they're talking about their knowledge, their observations say the universe is 13.5 or 14.5 billion years, because that's all they can use with certain equipment to determine something like that. Meanwhile, the information had already been given to us a long, long time ago. And I came across it because people told me where I could find it. And when I was shocked when I read it. It so happens there are universal records of everything that we could possibly imagine beyond our largest numbers of time. And yes, the universe is way older than 14.5 billion years old. The historical record of how our portion of the universe started goes back over 100 billion years. Of course, goes back even before that. But that was the intentional starting point of the beginning cycles of our point of our portion of the universe. And, of course, beyond our universe, there are other universes. So the timeline, it starts with nebulas, and the whole thing is explaining how it basically started and how the nebulas eventually suns develop out of them. And it's all on spirals, you know, spinning turns into spirals and the basic understanding. So we're talking, you know, over, what's it, the next trillion? Yeah, about a trillion years ago was the beginning of our section of space, our section of the universe. And it's just too bad that the scientists can't see beyond 13.5, 14.5 billion, but the information had already been given to us. Of course, these scientists are just mind-controlled fools. They've been told to think down themselves into a box that they can't get out of. And I'm a knowledgeable person. I'm aware of all this. Some of the other things, you know, there's 570 physical bodies that a human can enter into and experience. That's right. This information was given to us. We don't have to guess about it. Also, the so-called heavenly realms, yeah, they are out there. The seventh heaven, well, there was an explanation out there of that something could be identified as the seventh heaven. And each one of these gigantic groups or areas talk about seven heavenly realms, they're all subdivided, too. Just like the so-called dimensions, which I call zones of reality, there's the 12 basic ones, and each one is subdivided into 12. That's 144 separate realities that could exist in the same space. just in our primitive understanding of things. And of course, there's things beyond that, too. I can't even get into it. But this knowledge is out there, you know? That's why I wrote this book, Connect the Dots Theory. You know, I can't put it all in one the book, but I sort of put as much of the simplified explanations into it. Plus, I've got the pictures to prove all the things that are out there in the sky at night. Many pictures of crafts, unusual shapes that we have never been shown. Some of them probably even the secret government projects have never seen them, because there's that much out there, and there's so many alien entities on our world now. You know, it's uncountable at this point, because this is a major event in the universe. The Earth is supposed to evolve, and we got all these evil scum here from other worlds and evil scum human beings that are preventing us from evolving. It would be nice if we could do that, but we have to deal with this evil trash that is interfering with our lives and trying to destroy us in the process. They're doing their best they can. You know, they got these weapons set up all over America here. I know where they're at. I see them. Why doesn't anybody else see them? Why is anybody talking about it? Oh, that's the severity of the mind control. Let me just jump off here. I wrote a poem about it a long time ago, and it deals with some of the issues, but it's a poem, so I don't have to keep just mentioning all these bad things. Hey, you know, this is a call-in show. Here's your last chance to call in, 888-627-6008. Participate in life, you know? Why miss out on a chance to call in a radio show? I'm sure there's somebody listening who has something to offer. How about California exit, you know? Cal exit, like Brexit? Well, hey, that's the smartest thing people in California probably could do, because at least they could order the chemtrail planes to stop flying over their territory. And right now, they're lost. Got a governor who doesn't know anything, and he's part of the sham himself. And he can roadblock you all the way. And meanwhile, you have to put up the chemtrails. They're destroying your forests. They're burning your neighborhoods. So, and you're using energy weapons. The last fires, where all the cars were burnt, there's no trees around. Well, that was energy weapon target practice. Wake up, tell your friends, talk to them about it. This is reality. So I'm just going to read this poem before the show ends. And I want to mention, everybody should go out there and see as many of the older science fiction movies from the 50s and 60s as possible, because that was the beginning of a lot of revelations about what's happening now. In fact, I've got movies where the police are out there shooting people on purpose because they were mind controlled. And what do we got going on today? In certain situations, certain towns, we have that happening. It was predicted in 1950s science fiction movies. So let me get to this poem. I wrote poetry. I write songs, too. By the way, go to CD Baby and buy my philosophical songs. It's called Songs Better Than Dylan. It's on CD Baby. It's easy to get. You get a 30-second view of each song. You ought to be interested in philosophical songs. They're all like folk rock type stuff. You get to hear one at the end of the show. The last thing... that's on the album, or the CD, I should say. CD, 23 songs for $10. How can you lose, you know? And there are no boring songs. So anyhow, I wrote poetry, too. Here's how the poem goes. Those of us who understand, that's me, we see the sickness that plagues this land. This disease that eats away at our common sense is becoming a social epidemic. This 1984 scenario perpetuates itself, feeds on itself. As evil stalks at all our doors, the tension becomes much more. The final battle between good and evil has begun. it's time to take sides. There's nowhere to run. It's all in vain. Who is to blame? It has been planned that way, they say. A plan devised for our demise. The monsters from Maple Street are everywhere. The Twilight Zone warnings are becoming realities. We, the people, are being led down a one-way dead-end street. The laws themselves are entrapments, and for the enforcers as well. None of it makes any sense. Has logic been entombed in cement? Too many rules and regulations, the phony situations, plus more frustrations. Guidelines for the enslavement of the human spirit. The creatures from beyond time and space have infected our minds with their flypaper holographic projections. They've already dulled our intuition, tainted our nutrition, and tricked us into believing in fatal superstition. Like some evil Pied Piper, these invisible entities beckon us to our own self-annihilation. We sense that something is wrong, and in our panic, our collective minds create fear-based living thought forms and subsequently manifest their own suffocating realities. These evil beings from afar, they've given us more than enough rope to hang ourselves. These devils in disguise have given to mankind the blueprints for plans designed to fail. Have you noticed how many people are being turned into sheeple? As I speak, they're putting you to sleep. Hopefully not. Okay, my friends, it's the end of the show. I speak the truth, and I try to educate the general public because we need an education, and you're not going to get it from the public education system. So anyhow, this is the end of the show. We're going to do the countdown. You know the deal with the songs. The last song is an anthem to all people who want to be somebody, and we all secretly want to be somebody. It's called I Gotta Be Somebody, and you can get it on my CD entitled Songs Better Than Dylan, available at CD Baby. Okay, Mr. Engineer, let's do the countdown. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. See everybody.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. Took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join till I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here to my stand without fear.